You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Shut up.
And listen, I sit back with my brand new invention. Something.
Oh, shut up.
Daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo,
I can see Danielle Marie doing this at some bar in Tuscaloosa. About 2 in the morning.
On the bar.
You are so white.
Deadly.
Shut up.
So is Vanilla Ice.
Oh. That's why the name. Now I get it. I still like when he wore the Word to Your Mother jacket on Saturday Night Live at the peak of his fame, which lasted about 10 seconds. But now he builds houses or something. He like kind of grew up and is less of a dick.
Yeah, I think so. He also plays in a heavy metal band. He'll play this in like heavy metal-ish.
Oh, that's great.
Nice. Great.
Give me a copy of that if you can. And this is out of control, too. This is one of these things. There's GoFundMe. And what's the other one, Wesley? There are several of these.
There's many, many of them.
Well, and there is sometimes a reason and a justifiable occasion on the death of someone or those that really need help. I suppose there are reasons for these things, and they're there to help people, and that's cool.
And it's also really good for people who have inventors or people who are trying to develop an idea or get a business started.
Right.
And they have a new product, but they can't afford it and get people
I guess. But how do you know what's real and what is just an accident waiting to happen?
The same way you know about anything else.
I guess. I mean, it's always a risk, right? And like Wes said, if you have an idea that is a credible, doable thing that will make somebody a lot of money at some point, you know, good for you. And if you can you know, convince people to give you, you know, 10 grand, or if you lose somebody in your life and you need some money to help you out, and that, I suppose, is a credible thing to a point. But this has gotten out of control. This lady here is referenced. Where did I put this thing? This GoFundMe, she set up this. Some gal helped out some homeless dude and learned that there were no shelters in her town for homeless folk. And she went after that and was trying to help people. And that's you know, very sweet. And then this, we got this, in quotes, comedy piece today for those asking for money on GoFundMe for ridiculous reasons.
We've all heard about the recent abuse of GoFundMe pages on Facebook, such as the morons trying to raise money after spending everything they own on Powerball tickets, or the woman who needed cash to get a marijuana tattoo removed from her forehead. Now, the creators of the GoFundMe platform have created something to stop this rampant abuse. It's called the GoFund Yourself page.
GoFund Yourself!
How do GoFund Yourself accounts work? There's just three easy steps. Number one, get off your ass. Number two, get a job. Number three, get a life. Complete those three easy steps and you're ready to go fund yourself.
Go fund yourself.
This message paid for by the 50% of the country still working and paying taxes.
Go fund yourself.
Amen, brother. It's just gotten kind of out of hand. There is a forum now for everything imaginable, thanks to the internets. You can go online and beg for money. Just cause.
It's called welfare.
Yeah.
EBT cards. They're easy to get. I may apply for welfare just to see what happens and just lie about it like everybody else does and buy dope with it. Or can you buy dope with it or booze?
It's probably a little bit more roundabout because you have to sell the card to the black market to get the cash for it.
It's always a hassle. If you have grown kids like I do, and I hope to goodness that my eldest male child, and I think he did, he was in a big, big comic book phase. They were all in plastic. They were, you know, we had some really rare stuff, I think. And if they weren't all, you know, tossed out in the trash at some point, he's sitting on some money, I'm thinking. A rare Spider-Man comic sold yesterday for $454,000. Almost $500,000 for a comic book. It's the one that has the first appearance of Spidey himself and was sold to a collector. It was purchased in 1980 for $1,200 and sold for almost $500,000.
The guy sitting there eating pizza, getting comic books. Right.
And doing blow.
I don't need the Amazing Fantasy 15 anymore.
Well, some of these things really have great value. Baseball cards.
That was my question to you.
They don't. Because we also went through that phase. I spent more money on cards. Basketball, baseball, there was a real phase of that. There were Pokemon cards, but sporting hero cards are just not worth any money anymore. I guess something like a Babe Ruth.
Well, the old stuff, sure.
Maybe, yeah, because Babe Ruth ended around to, sign stuff. Mickey Mantle, maybe. I mean, guys like that from the 50s and the 40s and maybe the early 60s. But after that, there are so many things out there that the value is just diminished.
There was a huge glut that started in the 80s with sports cards and all kinds of other collectible
cards. And some guys stopped even signing them.
Well, sure. Why should they?
And one of my kids, or both of them, when Michael Jordan played baseball, he came here and he played against the Chicks for the Birmingham Barons. And he went to the game and sat behind the plate, and Michael signed a card, at least for one of my kids. And a year or so after that, the boy traded that card for like a bag of weed or something. And it's gone.
Oh. But you can't blame these guys for not just signing anything that's put in front of them, because they know as soon as they put their name on it, it's going up on eBay.
Exactly.
And someone's going to make
a thousand bucks. Doing it just for the love of the game or the love of the athlete. They're just doing it to make money at some point down the line, like everybody else does everything.
I still have my 70s Kiss cards and Charlie's Angels cards.
Well, they might be worth something. Go to eBay and just see what they are. I mean, why not?
I was very disappointed once I did that with some comics that I have saved meticulously in a great iron trunk, really, literally, to keep them safe from moves.
Right.
I checked the value of what people were actually paying for these. If I had sold that entire collection, I might have gotten $250.
That's it.
And it was like, it was more than 100 books.
Is it because that there are just so many of them?
There's so many of them, and so many people did exactly what I did as a kid and bought like three copies of something that they were sure was going to be Dark Knight Returns number one. I'd like four copies of those.
Right.
So and everyone did that. And so they're not rare. Plus the companies are reprinting these stories all the time.
Yeah. Well, it was fun for a while, but God knows how much money parents like me spent on that kind of stuff that now is probably got no value whatsoever.
You're listening to the number one radio show in the tri-state metroplex, now in its 50th year. Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max. From the Lafayette's Music Room Studios, this is the Drake Hall Show on WXMX, Millington, Memphis, a Cumulus station.
If this band, as rumored, gets back with the guys that began the whole thing in the 70s, Deep Purple, a new album by them would be strong. And then Bad Company, that one's going to cause some talk and some excitement, I think. Paul Rogers and that band haven't been together in 35 years, but they already have 8 songs cut, and they plan to do this album and then do a tour. And that's... And I think is pretty. That's one of those bands that really didn't get old. They have aged well. That all those songs have kind of, you know, they still seem, I don't know, they're just still good. As are some of these songs, too. This band was really good back in this era. I will not do this story, but...
but I'm going to do it anyway.
If you're a weirdo or bored, it's about this lady who is teaching a class called Vaginal Kung Fu. That's all I'm going to go into about it.
Well, so just Google that and yeah. You'll get everything.
I just can't do it. Women by the thousands have signed up for her online courses at KimAnami.com. The practice creates an overall lift in the body, even in the face. What? What do you do? Do you put a bullet? I'm not going to do this. She does these feats by tying a thin piece of string to a jade egg.
Okay.
Which you,
is it fertilized? Is it, which egg is it?
It's like one of those Fabergé eggs, and it's all colorful and stuff.
Not a big green egg.
I don't.
There's
the line of the week. Thank you. Good night. Yes, it's a big green egg, and it
does kung fu and barbecue.
I'm not
That's
doing
a
this.
Great trick.
Vaginal kung fu. Google it. Big green egg.
Is it weird to see your name on all these trucks? I thought about that while you were spelling your name for us.
What trucks?
Yeah, I got one down the street in my neighborhood. Everywhere I go, Drake.
All the Drake outdoor gear.
Is that?
Oh yeah.
Weird to see that.
No.
Because I saw
I got nothing to do with it.
It's good gear, though.
It's just a family name. It's my dad's name. I always forget this. It was my grandmother's, my great great grandmother. I think it was her maiden name. I can't ever remember the story.
Well, like 15 or 20 years ago, I pulled up in a parking lot and somebody had on a sticker on the back of their car. It said DMB, which is my initials.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? This is annoying. So I stood by the car and waited for them. And they came out and I said, what does this stand for? Dave Matthews Band. I was like, no. Those are my initials and I did not like it on someone else's car. So I didn't know. If I saw Danny, D-A-N-N-I, written on all these cars, it would just be weird.
Well, I mean, for a long time, I hated the name because I thought it was weird. And my grandfather and my mom's brother were both named Jim, and I wanted to be Jim.
Jim.
Aren't you so glad you're not Jim?
I hated the name. I hated the name Drake because it was just weird. And then I never knew anybody. And then when I was in Murray, I was at some thing one day and somebody said, hey, Drake, and I turned and they were talking to somebody else. This guy's name was Drake Cutini, I believe. Very nice guy. But since then, the name has become relatively overused. There's the rapper. There's some country douche. Guy. He's probably just a great guy. There's an actor. Who's the actor on one of the soaps? Drake somebody. So the name is not as uncommon as it used to be. So, but the Drake Duck stuff is pretty cool.
You should get one on the
back
of your car.
I should be getting a cut of that, but I don't. No, I don't. I don't. I
put it on the back of your truck. How egotistical would that be?
I'm gonna get my truck wrapped with my name everywhere. No, I'm not. I don't roll like that. A 25-year-old Australian artist. No, I've already done that one. Here's the one that this is the dead guy of the day. Don't be dumb this weekend. This idiot in London, he had been drinking heavily before he did this. He and his buds went to McDonald's. Darren Bray tried to impress his friends and make them laugh by stuffing an entire cheeseburger into his mouth at once. He began to choke and died right there.
No one's laughing now.
Nice going.
The end.
So don't do that kind of stuff this weekend, all right?
I mean, a White Castle you could get down pretty easy, but don't try a McDonald's.
You know, at Sam's Club, if you go to like Walgreens, they only come six to a thing. If you go, if you go to Sam's, and I think that there's like 14 in
it. Comes
a box.
Out on wheels.
it's a giant box. I'm tempted to go buy about two of them and just go ape.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com. You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Hey, dumbass.
Don't just sit there, stupid.
Are you a dumbass?
It's about to get all stupid up in here.
That was a completely dumbass idea from the start.
Don't do anything stupid until I get back.
But look, you can cause you're an idiot.
How can I?
Stupid.
Taking all the stupid with you.
This stupid piece of shit offers a wide variety of frustrating as hell functions.
I'm almost certainly going to do something stupid.
Dumbass. Stupid.
Dumbass.
Moron. 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 Moron.
Hey, some dumbasses to make you feel better about yourself. I hated to laugh at this because I'm a dog lover and animal lover, and I don't like to see people mistreat these creatures for any reason. But this is just so so absurd. This is from China. A factory worker in eastern China has been charged with a number of crimes after he killed his employer's dog. This dog was a corgi. They cost about $2,000. He thought that this corgi, because they look kind of weird, they have no legs. The queen has about four or five corgis. That's her mascot animal. And he thought that the dog was some kind of wild beast as he saw it on the grounds of his factory where he is employed and where his boss, I assume, is employed. The man, his name is Zhang, found the corgi in the bathroom at the factory grounds, wandering about. Thought it was a wild dog, so he beat it to death with a stick, took the dog's body to his staff kitchen that night. He and his two roommates shaved and skinned the dog, then cooked it and ate it the next day.
Yeah.
They didn't know that the dog was their employer's beloved pet until the owner, Mr. Wang, put up a notice about his missing pet, offering a huge reward for the return of his dog that they were digesting at the moment. So I guess that somebody told on the guy who beat the dog to death, and they found the floor where he did it covered in blood and dog fur, and a knife that he had helped to clean the animal with. He's beyond apologetic. A little bit late for that. He had no idea it was someone's pet. It was a wild dog, he thought. And these men, he was arrested. The other two guys ate the dog, were fired. And this is a really ugly story, but it's just how insane things can get.
At least they ate the dog.
At least as and opposed to what?
To throwing it away.
Yeah, I guess it was used for a good purpose. The man had bought the thing as a puppy for his daughter, and then it was someone's dinner. So that's just really not nice. Don't eat dogs, people.
This one comes from White River Junction in Vermont. A second grader there was telling his schoolmates about how he got to help a farmer do some of his work. He said he got to help the farmer grow special medicine plants that can cure anything at all. The teachers and the officials and then the police started questioning him a little more about this. And he said, yeah, the farmer was his mom's girlfriend who lived with him at this house in Windsor where a lot of people came to frequently. Investigating this, they found that the house was cultivating more than 25 marijuana plants in two grow rooms, one next to the child's bedroom. And 54-year-old Stephen Mann, the mom's boyfriend, has been arrested and has pleaded not guilty. Don't know how that's going to work out for him. Special medicine plant.
It's just they just grow from the earth, and there's nothing wrong with it. Australia, the entire country, just legalized medical marijuana. So I guess they're all going to hell, too.
In college, I was in a house, and the DEA busted in and emptied out some grow rooms. Thank God I had no idea about it. We had no idea. And they're just
come on.
No idea. Now, I went over there to get something, but I didn't know it was growing in the back.
All right. All right.
A Facebook post standing in front of a patrol car.
This made me laugh out loud.
The caption, this guy puts a Facebook post up, and he's standing in front of a police car, and the caption he uses is derogatory towards the police. And they
cap on sideways, the whole deal.
Yeah, and he's questioning why the police in his hood. So a few days later, the 24-year-old Richard Ramirez was arrested for his misdemeanor assault case, and he the police then posted a lengthy taunt back to the man. So apparently, if you post something and you taunt the police, they got every right to taunt you right back.
And it's hysterical what they wrote, though.
They noted the photo was at a 7-Eleven convenience store, calling it super gangsta, because nothing makes you look tougher than throwing up gang signs while sipping on a banana and blueberry Slurpee. They arrested him with another wanted man, so they called it a twofer, and the post ended with the hashtags sorry, not starry. So I'm assuming somebody wrote something. It misspelled something in the first taunt.
Yeah.
And then this is my favorite. Hashtag, the pokey is your new hood.
The police have a sense of humor sometimes. Good for them. This dumbass. You know, when you put stuff on Facebook, people can see it. And then you get in trouble for being a dumbass. That's why you should close your Facebook page down and just stop it. In Manchester, England, a man walking down the road sparked a number of police calls. Panic. They thought he was carrying a small child and being very irresponsible with it. He was spotted walking down a major highway, and the police finally closed in on him and to see what was up and why he had this little baby. He was carrying a garden gnome under his arm, casually. Just walking along carrying the gnome, just because he wanted, I guess, to be his friend. And people thought that he was carrying some baby, and they arrested the guy before they realized he was carrying a ceramic statue.
What baby has a gray beard?
And a pointed red hat.
Exactly. A really jacked up little baby is what it is. So those are the dummies, and there's always more, and we'll get to those as the morning progresses.
We play great music, talk to interesting people, and give away free stuff. Radio perfection. This is Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.